हाँ ना,
हाँ हाँ
Good
Excuse me.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bacoa.
Right, I'm being mute.
Okay. Anna Bacoa. Yadula Chemin Sa Sati Terura Alfekimo Yasasadi Kabel Rina Abha Sagnenu Aharenu No Freshians and Tetnun. Nadibor Dorshe Yehud Ha Sivat Shamwem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchen Tacharen Rachame Sitkat Ha Amit Betet Reish Saritas Kimo Kasim Kadosh Biro Tucha Nael Adata Betuf Bet Setanayan Yahid Kere Lamcha Pene Do Pray Kidu Shata Gimolamet Zayin Ku Kiavatenu Kabel Ushmaxi Akatenu Yodea Talumo Shinkufav Sadiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column and the left
block.
This creation. We will utilize the 13 attributes of mercy for this purpose. Adonai Yohewahe. Adonai Yohewahe. El Rahum Bechanun Erech Apayim Viral Chesed Bechanun Notzer Chesed La Lachim Fe'awon va'fesha v'chata'av v'nakei. We will now connect with the energy of certainty, utilizing a tool from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parasha Yitro, it's Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud, Kudcha Brichu, Ishkim Tevi, Ishkilu, Urshimu, Shilu, Ushkilu, Urshim. Leyasa, Lashem Yudhe, Bavavhe, Yehuda, Shalim, B'Shem, Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah, Vayinu Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kanenei, Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kanenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Pekama Atar Tanenan Dekucha, Perichu Koma Diaved, Le'ela v'tata, kola yihu kishot v'yovada, dikshot, ve'le'lach mila b'yalma, divaye barnash, v'dach yale'ya, mine'ya ulam haga, ve'ya kalana, v'hakuru ovada, dikshot inun v'kola yisterich, v'alma. The year 5779 has the energy of becoming wiser. We've been studying a verse that starts with a hey and ends with a tet, because that has similar energy to the year 5779. And so this month of Elul, the verse that we study comes from the book of Job. It's chapter 22, verse 4. Ami yiratcha yikichecha yavo imcha b'mishpat. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's one verse from the Tanakh that we study for this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakam tachtav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'andoto ka'asher barishona. We will connect to the 72 names of God utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta hezayo halada la awahe heya. Yozala me behe he reyo he kome la awa kala yo la wawa pehe la nulaha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nuta he he a yo re sa shi a he reyo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da. Anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za. He 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he. Sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he. Wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me. Nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la hey re hey mitsa re wa me be yo hey hey anu wa me hey yo ta me be me nu ko ayo wa hey be wa re a hey yo be me hey yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu wa ta me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me ya yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da a nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ha ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la a re yo a a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he he a yo nu ko me yo re la he 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 be he me za re wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo ta he be me ka ko a la a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The names of the Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, the third day of Elul, Rabbi Issachar Bercha Lefer of Nadvorna, Rabbi Yitzhak Yeshaya Halberstam, Rabbi Moshe Friedman of the city of Boyan, Krakow, Rabbi Shraga Feivel Mendlowitz, Rabbi Sholom Eichenstein of Zidachot Tzvat, it's also the Yort site of Rav it should be here but it's not and his we study him, I read him all the time, Rabbi Cook is his Yort site is the third day of Elul. As we discussed last night, we will be reading from the Tikkuni Zohar, section 55a. We'll start with the beginning of the fifth line. Behu zina shofar meho faicha. Kadamad zach zakev yet tam atcha picha memashla diomian omin dialma v'Yisrael dinun mezara tehahu diatmar beyaketanati Mikol hachias yisadim, astalak v'azdalkach, v'atmar be'ya, Sakev Kadol Beminua Astal Komin Kaluta Begindemolich Liamin Moshe Dargaya Amud Moda Tim Saita Da Ilhu Shavuot We're stopping at the eighth line after the end of the word Shavuot, which is the fifth word in the line, and wherever the semicolon is on that eighth line. In the English translation, we start reading at the second paragraph. In Torah, the symbols of negativity or of the distance from holiness are personified in Esau. There is the idea of repentance and of revenge, which are two sides of the same process. Repentance is when we decide to return to unity. Revenge is when the HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings about that return, eliminating the obstacles, Amalek and company. The nations that have opposed that unity. The problem of the mixed multitude also is eliminated since there can be no compromise with unity. All of these corrections are what are to take place in the sixth millennium. The mitzvot, the precepts, are the templates of unity, and Torah study is the way we connect ourselves with that unity. What unifies, then, is the same Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, meaning that our understanding of the divine principle becomes elevated to the Sinai experience. And that's where we will stop. So our class tonight is one of the classes from the Ari. And if you go to the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, in row 14, the second column from the left, you'll find the landing page for the writings of the Ari. When you open that up, scroll down to Parasha Shoftim, our weekly Parasha this week. And there are two links under that, in that parasha, and we are reading the second one tonight. Consciousness and the 18 Royal Wives. We will start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kutcha Barichu Ishkinte Bid Hilu Urchimud Hilu Hilu Urchimu Leahta L'shem Yudhe Bavave Beyehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenehu Kabbalah explains the mystical reasons why a Jewish king is permitted 18 wives. And the following is a continuation of the previous installment on this parasha. The discussion of the maximum number of wives, 18, that a king may have. It follows that there is a difference between the three letters of the word tselem. The letter tzaddik of Tselem, which indicates the inner mentalities, possesses aspects of the partuf of Leah and Rachel. For the netzach hod yesod of Ima becomes invested in the chokma bina dat of Zeramtin. Thus malchut of Ima gives forth its radiance opposite the back of dat of Zeramtin. And this is what becomes Leah. Yesodavima, which includes the lights of Netzach and Hodavima, reaches until the chest of Zeranpin, where it concludes, and its lights are revealed there and shine from there downward. Then opposite the chest of Zeranpin, and downward where revealed light shines, Rachel issues from the back of Zeranpin. Mature mentality divides into two stages. Now, Rachel is the 10th Sephirah of the world of Atzilut in general, and is termed Malchut of the world of Atzilut overall. In contrast, Leah is only the Malchut of Ima of Atzilut. From the Lamed of Tselem, which indicates the secondary enveloping, the mentalities, issues Leah, for it includes also Malchut of Ima, as mentioned, from which Leah is made. But Rachel does not issue from there. For the reasons mentioned, we will review now. Firstly, because Rachel does not issue from Malchut of Ima, rather, it is a Sephirah on its own, the 10th of Atzilut, and issues only below, in its own place, opposite the back of the chest of Zeranpin. Secondly, the Tzaddik of Tselem is vested within Zeranpin, and part of its light is covered until the chest of Zeranpin, from where Leah issues. The other part is the revealed light that exists from the chest of Zeranpin downward, from where Rachel issues. But the Lamed of Tselem is not vested within Zeranpin and is not manifest as covered and exposed light. From the Mem of Tselem, which indicates that even higher enveloping mentalities, which in turn are mental lights without vessels, neither Leah nor Rachel issue, for the above reasons. We have thus explained the overall phenomena of the Tselem of Abba and Ima. We will now explain something else. It is known that there exist in Zeranpin immature mentalities and their Tselem, which are operative when Zeranpin nurses from Abba and Ima. And there exist mentalities and their Tselem when Zeranpin receives mature intellect from Abba and Ima. These two states are divided into three. The first is the immature mentality of nursing. These mentalities are indicated by the names Elohim. The second is when the six extremities, the emotional sub-sephirot of mature mentality, enter Zeranpin. The third is when the three upper sub-sephirot, those of the mentality of Abba and Ima, of mature mentality, also enter Zeranpin. Mature mentality divides into two stages because, as is known, when the three upper sub-sephirot of mature mentality enter, they push out the immature mentality. The latter descend first to the throat of Zeranpin and then further down to the yesod of Zeranpin, as is explained in its context and will be explained further on. But when the six extremities of nature of mature mentality enter by themselves, the immature mentality is not expelled below. Rather, it remains with them. Their coexistence and the collision of their mutual lights produces new states. It follows that there are two states because when the six extremities of mature mentality are conjoined with the immature mentality, their coexistence and the collision of their mutual lights produces new states that are different both than what exists when the immature mentality functions by itself and what exists when the mature mentality functions by itself. According to what we have said, it follows that when immature mentality functions on its own, only four radiances issue, all termed Leia. Similarly, when mature mentality functions on its own, four other radiances issue, also termed Leia. But during the intermediary stage, when the immature mentality functions together with the six extremes of mature mentality, there are 10 lights that are termed Leia. And I am adding, while these are called lights, they are actually vessels. The four radiances of immature mentality explained above. The Malhutavaba, remaining in its place, clinging to the Yasodavaba. The Malhutavima, in its place, with the Yasodavaba present within it. The radiance of Malhutavaba, which is issued from the place of Malhutavima and remains nearby. And the radiance of Malhutavima, which issued outward behind the dot of Zerantin, this being known as the neck knot of the head tefillin. Now that there are additional lights, the immature mentalities together with the six extremities of mature mentality, additional power is lent to Malhut Ababa, enabling it to emanate a third radiance out of Zerantin, next to the extreme Leia, external Leia of Ima. Thus, there are five varieties of Leia on the level of immature mentality, three from Malhut Ababa and two from Malhut Ima. Similarly, there are five additional varieties of Leia derived from the six extremities of mature mentality that coexist at this stage with the immature mentality, exactly along the lines of the five detailed above with regard to the immature mentality. The reason why Malhutavaba emanates three radiances and Malhutavima only two is because the latter does not possess a third place where its radiance could collide and produce a third radiance. For other than Zerantin, there is no other place where this could occur. In contrast, Malhutavaba has three places where the radiance can spread. It therefore produces three radiances. Malhutavaba can collide both with its own level, with Ima, and with Zerantin. Malhutavima can collide only with its own level and with Zerantin. The king is allowed to have up to 18 wives, for their analog exists above in the spiritual realm. We have already explained why we count again all four radiances from the immature mentality and all four from the mature mentality, while it would appear that we should count only the two radiances added at this point, one from the mature mentality and one from the immature mentality. The reason is that now that there are several mixed in it, the radiance that issue now are certainly not similar to the radiances that issue during pure immaturity or pure maturity. The four radiances of the period of admixture are brighter and of a higher order than the four radiances that issue during pure immaturity, and inferior to the four radiances that issue during pure maturity. We have thus expounded the existence of 18 types of Leia, which issue above during the three periods of mental maturity of Zeranpin that are mentioned. And all of them issue from the Sephirot of Malchut, of Abba and Ima. We can now understand why the king is allowed to have up to 18 wives, for their analog exists above in the spiritual realm. But he is forbidden to have more than 18, for there is no spiritual precedent for this. If you ask, if this is so, why is he only allowed to have 18 wives rather than required to have this many? And this answer is, these 18 Leias do not exist together at any one time, but they rather exist in three separate times. Furthermore, each of the 18 types of Leia is separate from the others, and they do not exist in the same realm. The king is therefore not required to have wives corresponding to all of them at once. We can also now understand why specifically the king is obligated to observe this mitzvah and not everyone else. The reason is because all these types of Leia are aspects of Malchut, as we have pointed out. They are thus suited only for the king and not for ordinary people at all. The mental state between immaturity and maturity apparently alludes to adolescence. In our task of spiritualizing the world, of making the world a home for Hashem, we must in certain contexts assume the leadership, the role of the king, directing the affairs of our private kingdom, so that whatever happens to be in our domain is orchestrated so as to serve this purpose. It would seem from the above discussion that in order to be a proper king, we must be able to be married to 18 wives, meaning that he must be able to relate to the 18 archetypal types of feminine mentality. As we have said repeatedly, feminine mentality is the drive to actualize divinity in the real world. These 18 types of feminine mentality cover the full span of this drive, from immature through adolescent to maturity. Each type of mentality has its context, wherein it is relevant, and the optimal king must know when to wed, when to manifest his kingship through each of them. This discussion will be continued in the future. Does anyone have any questions? We will now study again Psalm 27. You can find the handout on the unique astrological times link near the top. Psalm 27 is read twice each day, from the second of Elul through Yom Kippur, both the morning and the afternoon. Who With David Adonai Orivishi, Mimira, Adonai Maos Chaye Mimi Echad. Verse 2. Bikrov alai mereim le'ekol et ava besari. Sarai v'yovai lai, hei makashlu, v'nafalu. The third verse. Im tachane alai, machane lo yira, libi im takum alai, milchama bezot ani. Loteach achat sha'alti me'et Adonai ota vakesh shivti bevet Hashem Adonai kol yemei chaye v'chazot v'noam Adonai ulvaker v'heikalo Kit b'neini b'tulko b'yom ra'ah yastireini b'seter ahalo b'tur yerom emeini. The sixth verse. Ve'atara yarum roshi Al yovai sevivotai, v'ezbecha v'ahalo zivchei teruwa, ashira v'azamra l'Adonai, shemash t'Adonai koli ekra, v'chaneni v'aneni. The eighth verse. Lecha amar libi bakshu panai et panecha Adonai avakesh. The ninth verse. Al taster panecha mimeni al tat ve'af avdecha ezrati chayati chayiti it. Chayita, al teacheni, v'al tazveni, Elohei Yishi. The tenth verse. Ki avivi mi azavuni, v'adonai v'aspenei. The 11th verse. Horeini Adonai darkecha unchaini Yorach mishor leman shorerai. The 12th verse. Al titneini b'nefesh sarai ki kamu v'yadei sheker v'payach Chamesh. The 13th verse. Lule hechemanti lirot petu Hashem Beretz Chaim. The 14th verse. Kaweh el Hashem b'hazak v'ya'amitz libecha v'kaweh el Hashem Adonai. Does anybody have any questions tonight? I have unmuted your phone, so if you do have any questions, feel free to ask them. If not, we will have three classes tomorrow. One is at 7 a.m., and that will be the Sleek Hope service. One is at 4:30, and that is continuing our study of Lech Lecha from the Zohar. And the third class is our study for the Tikkuni Zohar. I bid you all shalom. Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful evening.
Shalom. Okay. Thank you.
Good night. Good night.